Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You know what? Maybe I can hit Jason Kelce up since he has he's on an apology crew to the city of Atlanta. Because I don't know if you guys noticed, if you were not smart enough to sync up the Falcons radio network to your TV and you had to endure the debacle that was Monday Night Football, Philadelphia Love Fest, Jason Kelce and clam.
That's exactly what it sounded like. I heard it.
It was, but even Kelce has said, and I quote, "Atlanta had to deal with me for 4 hours before things got rough for the Eagles." Yeah, that's true. We did, because it was a love fest. And he goes, "Look, I want to apologize to Falcons fans watching because I understand that you just had to watch just a Philadelphia celebration and a parade of a former player coming back home." He talked about it on his podcast. He said, "He goes at the same time though, I fully understand why." He talked about how cool it was for him to come back and be a part of it. But he goes, "At the same time, I fully understand why a bunch of Atlanta people hate my guts right now, so I apologize." Mm. I'm going to tell Jason Kelce something right now. Don't hate your guts. Mm. Never have. Don't know if I ever will. I've heard a lot of you, and I probably could hear less from you these days. But I don't hate you, and I understand this is what ESPN does. What I will tell you, though, is you're not the person that should be apologizing. The network should be apologizing because they are they buy the rights to do these games, and I think they owe it to every fan base that is on Monday Night Football to give at least somewhat fair coverage. You know, 60-40 I get, but that was like 95-5. In fact, you had to go to an alternating broadcast just to get anything Atlanta-centric, which was Matt Ryan, who's actually from Philadelphia. So I think the network is the one who should be apologizing. I appreciate Jason Kelce, and I think it's very smart of him, and he definitely understands it.
I think it's on brand of him to
it is.
Be a nice, you know, nice human being. Apologize.
I agree. I think you're right, Tiffany. I just don't think he's the one that should have been doing it. I appreciate it, but I think the network should have apologized to us as well.
I completely agree, and I think it's probably in the offensive lineman's blood sometimes to apologize when you don't need to, and yet there he is, man, laying it all on the line. You know, but that's just
is this
who he
your
is.
Apology to me for screaming at me in the last segment?
No, that's not coming. I don't apologize for that at all.
Well, you just said that's what offensive linemen do. They apologize even when they don't think they should.
No, you can apologize to me later. We'll talk about that another time. But no, shout out to him, man. I honestly think he's good. He's entertaining. He's funny. It's just, as with anything, it gets to a point of oversaturation. You just can't have that much. It's the reason that a lot of people hate on all the other ESPN personalities. They might be good, but then when you see them 5 hours a day and on every social media and on X and on Instagram and everything else, and you have to hear every quote and their opinion on everything, it's like, dude, I've had enough. I don't need to see it. It's oversaturated.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and that's why I just don't think it's his fault. I think they do that because they're hot names, and they are obviously have cut down on how many people they have working there. But some recognition of what they do to people's brands in the negative probably should be looked at it as well, and kind of, you know, let's maybe self-scout, as Mike Smith would say.